On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
A man who murdered two people in a double stabbing in Canterbury is being sentenced this lunchtime. Foster Christian could face up to 30 years behind bars after being found guilty of murdering 48-year-old Simon Gorecki and Natasha Sadler Ellis, who's 40, at a house in Dickens Avenue in March. The 54-year-old who lived in the city was also found guilty of wounding a teenager at the scene. We'll bring you more on this as we get it.
KMFM News.
In other news this lunchtime, an investigation's underway after a huge fire at a warehouse in Rochester. The blaze at the building in Acorn Shipyard in Gashouse Road this morning is thought to have been started deliberately. At its height, around 30 firefighters were tackling the blaze. Darren Jenner is from Kent Fire and Rescue and says that's now been scaled back.
Our priority was to establish a really good water supply to tackle the fire and stop it spreading to any adjacent buildings, which we did really successfully. At the height of the fire, we had 6 fire engines here, which is now just reduced down to 1.
A man's been taken to hospital after being hit by a car in what police are calling a road rage incident in Cuxton. It happened along Sundridge Hill near the waste recycling centre just after 7:30 last night. A 55-year-old man from Snodland's been arrested on suspicion of assault. 6 children have been killed in a bombing near a school in Syria. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 16 people died in the attack near rebel-held Aleppo. State TV claims a number of militants were targeted. Several fires have broken out in the Calais migrant camp on the third day of an operation to dismantle it. Local officials say the fire brigade is still on standby after several empty shelters were set alight in the jungle. More than 4,000 refugees and migrants have now been bussed out of the camp and relocated around France. Here's the police commissioner in charge of the operation.
We will start all the destruction, the massive destruction for all. Now we start slowly because we need to see if there are people in the house. But when you know no people in the house, we are more, it's easier for.
A hairdresser who left his girlfriend with a split lip after attacking her at his flat in Maidstone has been jailed for 18 months. Deco Arslan assaulted his victim during an argument at the property above his barber shop in Tunbridge Road. The 31-year-old wasn't allowed to be living in the UK when it happened in August 2014. UKIP MEPs Stephen Wolfe and Mike Hookham have been reported to French police over an altercation at the European Parliament. Mr. Wolfe had to be taken to hospital after the row in Strasbourg earlier this month. Teaching parents with autistic children how to communicate with their kids can improve their condition. That's according to a study that's found play sessions resulted in benefits that lasted as long as 6 years after the treatment finished. But Catherine Butters lives on the Isle of Sheppey. She has 2 autistic children and says it depends on the severity of their condition.
I'm really pleased that results have been quite promising for autistic children. But, of course, there are many autistic people that are very, very severe and can be non-verbal.
Organisers of a bonfire event in Stockbury say it's still going to go ahead despite their entire stack of wood going up in flames 3 days early. Firefighters were called to put out the blaze, which broke out in an orchard off Ball Lane at around 8 this morning. The wood had been put there ahead of the village's 6th annual Halloween fireworks display this weekend. And it's claimed 1 in 5 of us have been involved in a dispute with our neighbours. A study of 2,000 adults found almost half of the arguments were still unresolved a year later. The main complaints are noise, barking dogs, parking and messy gardens. These people didn't seem to have that many concerns, though.
One couple have lived there as long as we've lived there. The others changed quite a lot, but no, friendly with them, yeah.
No, they are good neighbours, so are we.
Our neighbours are 100% really supportive and kind and great with the children and, yeah, never had any problems.
Starting with football, and Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says it's important his side don't get ahead of themselves. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, it's after they knocked Tottenham out of the League Cup last night, winning 2-1 to reach the quarterfinals. The German manager says it doesn't mean they can sit back and relax, though.
Don't live in dreamland, and it's not that you can say come out close the game at 3-4-0 early enough that everybody knows this is we go to quarterfinals. Oh, no, we had to do the job, and 2-1. Yeah, it's close, but now it's not interesting anymore because we are in the next round.
Meantime, Arsenal, Hull, Newcastle and Leeds are also through. Tonight, Manchester United face rival City, West Ham host Chelsea and Southampton play Sunderland. Elsewhere, NFA chief Martin Glenn says interim manager Gareth Southgate's chances of landing the England job don't hinge on the next 2 games. He'll lead the side against Scotland in a World Cup qualifier before taking on Spain in a friendly. And in tennis, Andy Murray's bid to close the gap on world number one Novak Djokovic continues at the Vienna Open today. The Olympic champion plays Martin Kližan in round one.
That's the latest. Your next update's at two.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.